All right, we've got breaking news. As I have been saying, from the moment these accusations started flying against one of what I consider to be the most high-profile, high-character, straight-A football players, citizens I've ever seen. And in my brief engagement with Aaron Donald, all he wanted to do was help a young man. That's it. He is the perfect role model for this town, for this community, for this day and age in America. So when we saw the accusations flying that he tried to beat a man to death, I didn't believe him. There's no way. I just don't believe it. And then I got some background information that suggested that my instincts were accurate. Let's hear it from the man's attorney, Casey White, one of the best attorneys anywhere. Casey, good morning. Yes, how are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So the evidence so far indicates what, sir, about your client?
Well, the evidence so far that we've derived from our own investigation and that is now in the hands of the City of Pittsburgh Police Department is that Aaron Donald did not assault Mr. Spriggs. When, in fact, Mr. Donald actually saved Mr. Spriggs from further injury. To be more specific, there was an incident in a private place, a private apartment down in the south side. Mr. Spriggs bumped into Mr. Donald. Mr. Donald turned around after he felt an elbow in his back, after Mr. Spriggs' elbow went to his back. And Aaron thought it was somebody he knew because it was kind of hard, it was kind of aggressive, but he thought somebody was just messing with him. So he turns around, and there's a bunch of people in there, probably at least more than 20, 25 people at least, in an apartment. Turns around this guy, just looking at him, clearly intoxicated, clearly agitated. He kept saying over and over again, loudly and boisterously, "You think I mean to? You think I bumped you? You think?" Getting aggressive towards Aaron. And Aaron's like, "What do you mean? Like, what's going on? I'm just here to have fun with a couple people that I know in the party." Anyways, it draws attention to everyone. So some of the partygoers then escort Mr. Spriggs and his companions out to Wright's Way, which is down by 18th Street in Southside. Anyways, a short time later, Aaron and his the person he's with exit the same residence. But when they exit the same residence, all those people that escorted Mr. Spriggs out are still there, along with Mr. Spriggs. Mr. Spriggs then approaches Aaron, walking towards him aggressively. Aaron, standing there, walks a couple steps, but he sees something in Mr. Spriggs' right hand. And as he's walking to him, he's thinking, oh, no. He thought it was a gun. And he said, oh, no. And as soon as he saw it and he thought to himself, oh, crap, I guess I could say.
Right.
The guy takes it and swings at his head. Aaron ducks, grazes the top of his head. He doesn't work out the next day because he's got a bump in his head. He's got a headache. Grazes the top of his head. And as he's bent down, somebody from the party, somebody who he doesn't know, that kind of jumped on him and held him back. And at that point, other bystanders, patrons, whatever you want to call them, jumped in and came to the defense of Aaron. And they punched him, kicked him, because this guy was fighting with all of them. And it turns into a massive brawl. Aaron watches the whole thing. And as the thing, should dissipate at some point, what I mean by that is once Mr. Spriggs and the threat is gone,
right,
and people are still, being aggressive with right. Mr. Spriggs, for lack of a better term, Aaron runs over and then starts yanking people off of Mr. Spriggs. So it's all on video, so I'm not some defense attorney bluster and smoke.
Right.
It's there. City police have it. And he's taking people off. And then there's Mr. Spriggs, and then, and Aaron's removed from camera angle. So what happened in the apartment, what happened on Wright's Way, it's corroborated by witnesses, and most importantly for me, it makes my job a heck of a lot easier. It's on video. So,
hey, Casey, did you see the video?
I did see the video.
You did. Were you floored when you saw it?
I was confident. No, I wouldn't say floored. I was confident. I was floored that it was clear. It's what I wanted. Because sometimes you get surveillance and it's kind of grainy and
right.
kind of like.
Right.
But you clearly see him saving Mr. Spriggs' rear end for lack of.
He could have saved his life. I mean, the guy could have been beaten to death.
No, I did. The video is now in law enforcement hands. They've reviewed it, and I received an email a little bit ago this morning, and I'll quote the email I received from law enforcement. After I sent the video, and I guess they recovered it as well, before I did it right at the same time. And he said, "I agree thus far," and I'm quoting the City of Pittsburgh police officer in charge here, I agree thus far that there's no evidence from that video that shows Donald assaulting the victim. Period.
So Casey White, who's representing Aaron, so I could characterize this as a character assassination, right? And as a money grab, right? Right?
Oh, 100%. You remember the Darrell Revis case?
Of course.
Remember? Okay, I was the person, I represented, Bobby Del Greco represented Revis, I represented the person that actually knocked those two kids out from standing.
Right.
It was saving Darrell Revis that night because right. those kids were going after Revis.
Right.
This is a parallel case. And those guys, those kids from...
Let me jump in real quick. Darrell Revis was accused of beating on some folks on the South Side. He faced felony charges in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
And he was completely exonerated. No video evidence.
No video evidence. The problem is that he didn't get a chance to talk to law enforcement beforehand. If he had, that never would have happened.
That's right. And so, Casey, people single out high-profile, high-paid, big-shot athletes and think payday, right?
After the fact, these guys are from Louisiana, so I really don't know. I quite frankly don't know. Aaron didn't know if they knew who he was because this guy, the Mr. Spriggs, I guess is a pretty big guy.
Oh, yeah, he was big.
So we don't know, but he saw payday the next the 2 days later when him and Mr. Hollis went to the City of Pittsburgh Police Department. But just like the Revis case, there's not any money to be had here from either professional athlete.
Casey, at some point, will Aaron Donald speak?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, he's going to be in the public eye at some point. He just, quite frankly, told me I hired you to do a couple things. Or one thing, actually, just get this done. I didn't do anything. Let me go to the gym and work out. And I don't want people asking me about it because I didn't do anything wrong.
I love him.
And I did. And,
I love
him. Yeah, and he's like, first time I met him, I heard great things about him. I'm friends with the Penn Hills football coach, John Ledon. And, I've heard nothing but great things about him and his cooperation. Yeah, I like the guy.
All right, Casey, where do you proceed, man? Where do you proceed from here?
We just confirmation from the Allegheny County District Attorney's Office and City of Pittsburgh Police Department that they're not going to file charges. The detective is off for the next couple of days. So there's not a formal declination of charges, but, I mean, barring the completely unforeseen, I can't see that happening, to be honest with you.
All right. And at some point, do you believe the video will be released? And if you get access to it, will you release it, sir?
To be determined. I mean, that's right. Aaron just wants to put this behind him, so, you know. It's in the hands of the law enforcement, so that's where it should be, I guess.
Well, let me say this to you. I respect the fact that you answer the phone. I respect the fact that you're honest and you've been spot on about this and, quite frankly, the case north of here in Pine Richland from the moment this started, Casey. I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's been a busy week. Thanks.
All right, my man. Thank you.
Thanks, man. All right. Bye-bye.